everyone. This is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support, and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
I take it we've reached the point where it learns of us?
The point where McKenna Thorne learns.
That is not its name.
No. I'm simply using the name we gave her. Didn't you take the others away? McKenna Thorne is a perfectly good name. Someone ought to use it.
We do not need to hear of its training. That is an unnecessary waste of our time.
Oh, so you're already aware of what she learned from the witch? Were you even aware that she went to the witch? Perhaps, Alderneave, you need to reconsider what it is we're doing here. I am not here to testify for you. Perhaps, Alderneave, I am not here for you at all.
How soon until the revel?
A short while. McKenna and her friends went on a few more adventures before it all came crashing down, literally. That epic battle looms still, and those who are lost in it have yet no idea of their fate. But it won't be too long. For now, McKenna needs to look beyond the veil. To see us, heed what she learns and what she does not. Ignorance is a powerful weapon. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 12, Gestalt Shift, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside, also starring Sarah Amar, Aaron Brewer, Jim Brown, Darlene Spencer, and Norb Wessels.
What are you doing, Thomas?
I need a second to think.
Are you sure this is the appropriate place to think?
She, whoever that was, we left her behind miles ago. How fast do you think she can run?
Just be ready to drive if we see... Well, if we see anything weird.
Weird like a fake McKenna?
That qualifies, yes.
What happened to her? I mean, to my sister, to the real McKenna.
I'm not sure, Thomas. She vanished right in front of us. There could be any number of possibilities.
Four.
What?
There are four possibilities.
Alfie, I don't know that we have enough evidence to narrow it down so quickly.
No, I hear you, but I've already considered everything. Only four ways they could just vanish from our sight.
Quit being dramatic and spit it out.
All right. One, teleportation. They teleported and are now somewhere else.
Teleportation?
Seriously?
You're leading with teleportation?
Mac and Shaylee were drawing something on the ground. It looked like a circle. Then they stepped inside it and vanished. It could have been a teleportation circle.
This isn't one of your RPGs, Alfie. Teleportation circles are not a thing.
Two, invisibility.
Ugh.
They turned invisible. They're still back there right now, out of sight, and hiding from Fake Mac. Fake Mac. Fake Mac. Back?
For fuck's sake.
I'm afraid to ask about number three.
Three, disintegration. They were completely vaporized.
You think McKenna could be dead?
It does seem unlikely, given that what they were doing looked intentional. It would be a weird ritual suicide.
And I think that's enough with your stupid theories, Alfie. This is the dumbest idea I've
Four,
ever-
shrinking.
Nope, I was wrong.
They shrink in the circle until we couldn't see them anymore.
Why would they do that? I mean, also how, but why?
Hey, I'm just coming up with the possibilities.
And of course you end on the single dumbest thing that could be called a possibility.
I don't feel like these theories are particularly helpful.
Well, there's also a fifth option, I guess, but I disregarded it. It's the one where all of this was a hoax and nothing we saw was real.
That blonde woman...
Fact.
Stop talking.
She came after me. Sam shot one of the dogs four times. Not a hoax.
I said I disregarded it.
Do you really think they could be back there? Invisible or whatever? They might need our help.
I don't think it's safe to go back there, Thomas.
I should call Sam.
And tell her what? McKenna's innocent, but blonde McKenna, who is definitely not the same person, is guilty?
She'll understand.
Just because you two are snogging doesn't mean she'll believe this insanity.
Snogging?
Ha! And you thought I would be the one to spill the beans.
Focus, you two! Mac is gone. Somehow, somewhere, she needs our help.
But how can we help her if we don't know what happened to her? We have no idea where they are.
Are we? Did we just... How did we get here?
Stepping sideways.
Huh?
I'm not a physicist. You'll learn to accept a lot of pure crazy soon enough.
Where are we? Why are you talking like that?
My gaff. I'm Irish.
What's a gaff?
Home. It's Irish.
Like you?
Like me.
I'm so confused.
Get over it fast, McKenna. We have things to do.
But like, your home? This looks like a warehouse.
Look at you, getting all judgy right after I saved your life.
No, I didn't. Just meant... But like, we're in a warehouse, right? So we just...
I'm messing with you. I live in a warehouse. I like having space.
I still don't understand. Are you the real Shaylee?
Well, that's a question now, isn't it?
I just mean, back there, that woman looked just like me. What if you just look like Shaylee?
It's me, McKenna.
This whole Irish thing.
It's me, bathroom girl.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
Just because I live in a warehouse doesn't mean I want you vomiting on the floor.
So why are you different now?
I'm not different. This is me.
So when we first met?
I needed you to trust me.
So you lied to me.
Everything I told you, everything that happened was true, real. I just... left out a few key details.
And used a fake voice.
I needed you to trust me.
My life is not your LARPing group.
I'm sorry for that bit of deception. I needed to blend in.
Why? Why did you do all of this?
All I did, McKenna Thorne, was keep an eye on you to keep you safe. None of this is my doing.
So who did it?
I remember being in your position. I know it's confusing. I'll answer every question I can.
Who was that woman? Why did she look just like me?
That was your fetch. She looks like you because she is you. Rather, you are her.
I'm her?
You are her changeling. A construct. You are her replacement.
Changeling? Construct?
Aye, a construct. Like the Barghest, those black dogs, they're also constructs.
They had leaves in them.
No, they are leaves. Made of nature. Leaves, stones, twigs.
And I'm like them?
Sort of. Made of leaves, yes, but you're not a dog.
I don't, this is completely ridiculous.
Do you know what a changeling is, McKenna?
Like in the movie, a kid switched at birth or something.
A changeling is a magical creature that replaces a stolen human baby without the parents' knowledge. They are created by the Hidden People. The changeling is a copy of the human child, only made from nature. Twigs, leaves, that sort.
The Hidden People?
Yes. The human child is taken by the Hidden People. It is given no name. It is known only as Fetch. That one that tried to kill you, it was your Fetch.
And she's the one who killed my parents, isn't she?
She is. After decades of training and torture, the Fetch is released into the world to reclaim. If it can kill the changeling who took its identity, it believes it can have its name back. Sometimes the Fetch kills its entire family, a kind of vengeance for never realizing the changeling was a fake, for leaving it to grow up in a hellish world of sadism and pain.
But who are the Hidden People?
You know them as fairies.
Fairies? Seriously?
We don't like using that word.
Why? You worried it makes you sound completely insane? Because it makes you sound completely insane.
No, because it's cute. It's Tinkerbell and pixie dust. The Hidden People are not 10 inches tall with butterfly wings. They're beings of immense power who view humanity at best as playthings, at worst as ants.
I don't understand why she wants to kill me, though.
Because she hates you. She has hated you her entire life, been raised to hate you. She hates you because you took her life. She wants to be McKenna Thorne.
I'm McKenna Thorne.
Are you? Who is more this person? The one born and named McKenna Thorne? Or the one who answers to that name?
I am.
Even now I can hear your hesitation. You've never felt at home with your name, your identity. Can you deny her claim? Her anger?
If what you're saying is true, she killed her own parents.
Aye. Parents she has no memory of.
So where do you fit in all of this? Are you here to help me fight her?
I'll help you prepare, but you have to kill her.
Why me? What if I don't want to kill anyone?
That's how it works. Rules.
Could you explain the rules to me, like in English? I don't speak crazy.
This is the way of the Hidden People. They have many rules. If someone else kills your fetch for you, the Hidden People will never stop hunting you. The only way to get them to leave you alone is to kill the one whose life you stole.
You're right. That sounds exactly like Tinkerbell.
Now you're getting it.
I feel like all of these answers are just raising more questions.
It'll take a while for you to learn everything, and longer for you to really believe it all.
I need to call Thomas and warn him.
You will do no such thing.
Where is my phone?
Listen carefully. Your old life is over. You want to go back to that? To being on the run? Is that an appeal in life? You always wanted a reset button. Here it is, big flashing reset button. You can use it and start over, or you can go back and die.
You were nicer without your accent.
We can help you if you trust us.
We?
Hey, Shaylee.
Ah!
Oh, shit! You brought her with you? The Fetch attacked.
She did.
Are you all right?
Barely. She was good. Really, really good. Like, best I've ever fought good.
Who are you? Who is this?
I'm Dane.
He's my assistant.
I'm her partner.
No, he's not. Partner has all sorts of other connotations.
Like a business partner. Assistant sounds so subordinate.
Shut up, Dane.
Yes, ma'am.
How many other people are here?
Just us. Dane and I help changelings to prepare so they can face their fetches.
You're going to train me to fight?
That's the idea.
I can't even keep my jumping jacks coordinated.
Shaylee's a good teacher. Give it some time and you'll be shocked you ever doubted her.
I'm pretty sure I'm still dreaming, so...
No, you're not. You told me about how real life felt like a dream. That's because it was. Just a puppet show designed to amuse them. This moment, learning the truth. This is you awake for the first time.
I can fill her in on some of the history if you're tired, Shay.
I'm knackered, but I'll stay. I don't want you to feel abandoned, McKenna.
I don't really know how I feel right now.
I can fill you in on more of the deets. Maybe it'll help you process.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Cool. Pull up a box. Time for a history lesson.
Start calling her relatives. See if anyone has heard from her. And we'll need a helicopter to help search the woods as soon as it's light.
Sam!
Ron, what's going on?
I've still got nothing on McKenna. But when I checked with Jeff, he said that Thomas left your house a while ago.
What? Why?
I don't know. Jeff said that Thomas asked if we were keeping him there forcibly, and when he found out we weren't, he took his truck and left.
Why would he do that? I wanted to keep him away from any danger.
I think there's a pretty good reason he might have left. Why he didn't want cops looking over his shoulder?
Thomas is not involved in this.
How can you be sure?
I watched her attack him, Ron. He identified his sister. Why would he turn around and help her?
I don't know. Families do weird things.
Thomas wouldn't do that.
When you love someone, you make all kinds of excuses for them, even when the evidence points in the other direction.
But he wouldn't. You're talking about me.
Maybe we need a bolo out for Thomas and his truck.
He probably needed to clear his head. His sister tried to kill him.
Maybe I need to put a bolo out.
Fine. Put one out. If we find him, we can keep him safe.
Yeah, sure. The chief is on his way down. He's going to want a progress report. I'll let you mention Thomas, but he needs to know.
I can handle it, Ron. I know how to do my job.
You're a good detective, Sam. The chief really likes you because you don't mess around and you get the job done.
I know where I stand with him.
I'm just saying. I know you'll get the job done, but don't mess around.
It's time for McKenna to learn a little more about the threat she faces. Where they come from, how they operate. Of course, this is all history. And you know what they say about history. It was written by the dead, given to the old, and told to the young. The most absurd game of telephone. You just trust the first person to offer you an explanation of the world. Parents lie about elves making gifts. Teachers lie about which skills are necessary for life. Churches lie about mystical punishments for arbitrary sins. Imagine the world where we believe everything we are told. Is it trust or stupidity? Or are they the same thing?
Hang on, I still need to process this. So I'm a changeling.
Yep.
And Shaylee's a changeling.
I am. Are you a changeling too?
Nope. I'm a halfling. No hobbit jokes, please.
Halfling? Is that like half human, half made of leaves?
No. Halflings are humans mixed with the blood of the hidden people. No leaves.
So your mom or dad was one of them?
God, no. I'm like 1/16th hidden. If I were half, I'd be dead.
What do you mean?
Little bit of history for you, in case you're not up to speed on British and Norse folklore. Adam and Eve had a bunch of kids, and one day, the kids were dirty from playing, so Eve hid them from God to avoid embarrassment.
God punished Eve by hiding her children forever. Thus, the hidden people.
My parents' Bible left that part out.
Most do. The hidden people don't even believe that origin story. They have their own god, Vodan. Nasty guy who rode the Wild Hunt and wiped out civilizations. Who knows which one is real? Anyway, fast forward thousands of years. The hidden people prey on mankind the whole time, hiding in plain sight. But the mixing gets too close, and they start having children with humans. These halflings aren't nearly as evil as the hidden. The human blood mellows them, gives them a conscience. So the halflings band together and form a counter-government to the pure hidden. Kind of like two political parties.
I'm not even registered to vote, so...
The two courts struggle to balance power. Eventually, the Unseelie Court, that's the pure hidden, brings down the Seelie Court, the halflings. The Magister, he's like the god king of the hidden people, makes a law forbidding any more halflings. They kill them at birth to prevent the Seelie Court from rising again.
So they don't care about you? Your blood is too diluted.
I don't have the kind of power a true halfling does. That poor kid wouldn't make it to its first birthday.
So you were born, not created. But I was created. And so was Shaylee? I don't get it.
30 years ago, one of the hidden people slipped into the nursery of a baby girl named Shaylee. She stole Shaylee and left behind a construct that was an exact copy of her, right down to her DNA. The real Shaylee was stripped of her name and raised by the hidden people. She grew up tortured and without any moral guidance. Meanwhile, I was raised as if I were her, by parents who thought I was theirs, even though, deep down, I think they always knew
that you weren't theirs.
Aye.
This explains so much.
I'm sure it does. The same thing happened to you and to your fetch.
But why do they do it? They're just super evil?
It's a matter of perspective. From our perspective, a human one, they seem evil.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking evil.
But they're not us. They have an entire culture that predates humanity by millennia. We can't expect them to match up to our arbitrary standards of morality.
Kidnapping and torturing babies does not seem arbitrary to me.
Of course not. Not to me either. But think about it from a different perspective. They aren't evil because they're not even on our scale. They're something wholly different. Ascribing your ideas of good and evil onto them is one of the ways they can beat you.
How so?
Shaylee thinks that when we call them evil, we assume a lot of other baggage along with it.
It's true. Humans can't possibly comprehend the motivations of such alien creatures.
But we're not even human, right?
Our brains are human, even if what formed us isn't.
I might as well be human. I was raised human. I don't have any powers of the hidden people.
So they're not evil, just misunderstood.
Don't mistake my clarification with sympathy. They are monsters in every sense. Regardless of whether they're evil or just incomprehensible, they're dangerous and ruthless. We don't understand why they do what they do, but we know that they gain amusement from it. If I could, I'd wipe the lot of them out.
But we can't? Couldn't we, I don't know, call the FBI or something? The Marines?
The hidden people cannot be harmed by their weapons, nor matched in power. But their greatest weapon is deception. It's the root of their culture and their magic. Who would you tell that would believe you? The government? The police? Your own friends? Are they even on your side now?
Alfie is.
And would he be when you tell him that you aren't human and that the hidden people are real?
Honestly, I think he'd love it.
Shaylee's right. If you tell anyone, you put yourself in danger of getting committed, and them in danger from knowing too much. The human world operates based on how the hidden people want it to. So many people are cogs in their machine without even realizing it. They won't let you endanger that system.
And they'll honestly leave me alone if I murder someone they raised in slavery?
Don't get sentimental for her. She would slaughter you with no hesitation.
It still doesn't seem right.
You always have a choice, McKenna, throughout your life. But in this instance, where the hidden people and your fetch are concerned, every choice is to play their game or die. It's still a choice.
A really, really shitty choice.
I don't like your definition.
Oh, don't you? I know you're not one for stepping up or following the rules, but do you really think you've dictated the terms of your life? Free will is a lie. Every decision you make is based on a collection of experiences and knowledge that you've accumulated. If I run you through the same simulation over and over, You'll make the same choices every time. So did you get to make those choices? In so much as you picked what to do, aye. But your choice was predetermined by your life leading up to it. So were you ever really free?
I make my own decisions, with my mind, not just my instincts.
That would explain skipping your parents' funeral.
Shay.
Fuck you.
Maybe you're right. But if we asked Thomas, what would he say? Do you think he was completely surprised that you let him down one more time?
Ah!
Ow. Your form is shite. You telegraphed your punch and you left yourself open to the throw.
And now you're on the ground and sore.
The good news is that you'll be fine in a few minutes. We heal quickly.
And this was some kind of lesson about staying collected and not charging in, right?
That's what she wants you to think, but I'm convinced she just likes kicking ass. Anyone's.
The hidden people will use every weakness against you. Anger is an easy one to exploit.
I get it. Sorry I punched you.
If by punched you mean tried to punch, then yes, I accept your apology. I'm sorry. I flipped you completely around in the air and slammed you into the ground.
Well, when you say it like that...
You can go suck it, Jiu-Jitsu girl!
I like her.
So do I.
I'm right here, still on the ground.
I mostly like her.
So the changeling was working with a halfling? How did we not know this?
There is much about her that you do not know.
Where is the halfling now? He needs to be found and dealt with.
He is a shade of a halfling. No power to speak of. You bind yourself to traditions that prevent you from thinking clearly.
Isn't tradition the only reason you are allowed to speak right now?
You would do well to cease your interruptions, Alder Neve.
Your games endanger the entirety of the Unseelie Court. Even now, while we sit through your tale, they plot against us. The accused may be locked up awaiting trial, but she should not be underestimated.
And neither should I.
Your threats bore us all.
Look around you, Alder. Do the others look bored, tired, irritated, or afraid?
Tell us what we want to know.
That was the last time you demand I hurry through a story. You speak of boredom. You bore me, Alder Neve. You want what I know. Well, I know far more than the story of McKenna Thorne. I also know of the saga of Neve, from Drudge to Alder. Would you rather I told that one to the court? No. I'm going to need an answer.
No.
Very well. Then I shall continue the tale of McKenna Thorne. Or more accurately, of the one who once held that name.
She is still alive.
Yes, Magister.
That wasn't a question. Do you think we do not know?
No, Magister.
The trainer reached her first, then. You were always a fast learner, weren't you?
Yes, Magister.
Perhaps you would have reached her sooner had you not lost your temper and killed a random human.
Husband, did you want it to end so quickly?
My amusement is independent of this fetch's failings. Do not conflate them.
Of course not.
What is your next move, fetch?
I will track the trainer to her lair and kill them both.
You've given up on your brother, her friends.
McKenna Thorne is all that matters, lady. I will reclaim.
You failed to kill them in your last encounter. What makes you think the next will end differently?
McKenna Thorne is weak, soft, a waste. No degree of training or changeling trickery can prepare her for me. The last time they ran, the next time I will prevent them from running.
And in the meantime?
I have discovered a new way to study her. She dropped it during the struggle. It unlocks and opens to my face.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.